guys! Welcome to the first episode of Conversations with Addie. My name is Addie Smythe, a student currently enrolled at Xavier University. In this segment, today we will be talking about a topic many are probably unfamiliar of, but nevertheless still important. The topic of discussion today is the California ideology. The California ideology. This is a term created by media theorists Andy Cameron and Richard Barbaric in 1995. The California ideology refers to the fusion of capitalist entrepreneurs and countercultural ideals. In their essay, Barbaric and Cameron write, "A loose alliance of writers, hackers, capitalists, and artists from the West Coast has succeeded in defining a heterogeneous orthodoxy for the coming information age, the California ideology." Those that believed in the California ideology pictured a future utopia where technology would bring freedom for all. The believers in the California ideology found inspiration in the beliefs of the new communalists of the 1960s and 70s. To better understand the California ideology, it's important to define the new communalists. The new communalists can be referred to the new left or counterculture, who are the hippies. They are loose, open-minded, and very much support the commune and free love. They were anti-war, anti-bureaucracy, anti-hierarchy, and anti-system. The new communalists had a contradictory relationship with technology. Fred Turner, who is the author of Where the Counterculture Met the New Economy, writes, "Like other members of the counterculture, those who headed back to the land suffered a deep ambivalence toward technology. On the one hand, like their counterparts on the new left, they saw the large-scale weapons technologies of the Cold War and the organizations that produced them as emblems of the malevolent and ubiquitous technological bureaucracy. On the other, as they played their stereos and dropped LSD, many came to believe that small-scale technologies could help bring about an alternative to that world." The new communalists are labeled as the new left, and basically their beliefs oppose those of who we call the new right. The new right were basically entrepreneurs who didn't want government to play a role or intervene in their business. The California ideology emphasizes the right and the left coming together. Somehow, this fusion works. By these entrepreneurs having businesses and going by what the new communalists believed in, which was the California ideology. Jason Rode, a journalist for Salon.com, wrote a piece titled The Religious Creed of Silicon Valley, where he talks a lot about the Californian ideology. He writes, "What ended up happening on the hippie farms was this. Decision-making was regulated to a few people. The communes fell apart, but the idea lived on. In time, the hippies joined up with the libertarians. They had two things in common. They believed in self-correcting systems, and they didn't like the government. And so, Silicon Valley was born." I think that Jason Rode does a really good job of talking about the two groups, the new left and the new right, and how they kind of came together in their fusion and, you know, the two things that they had in common, their belief in self-correcting systems and the fact that they didn't like the government for their own personal reasons, is why, you know, they ended up coming together well and working well together and, you know, creating the Californian ideology. And while I was doing research for this podcast and, you know, what I wanted to talk about, I was listening to another podcast through Podbean. And the title of this podcast is General Intellect Unit. And in their episode, they are discussing the Californian ideology as well. And I just think that these two guys do a really good job of kind of communicating and talking about the two different groups, the new left and the new right. And yes, they come together and this fusion works, but they approach and they look at things in two different lights. And I think that these guys do a really good job of kind of discussing it and talking about it. So I'm going to insert a clip from their episode now.
There's these two camps of people who observe the same phenomena and kind of come at it from two different, very different angles. So they see the technology that's emerging, and one camp sees it as the possibility to create like social revolution and to create like a high-tech gift economy, essentially, and that's your sort of open source guys and a lot of those kind of people. And then the other crowd, mostly on the right, see it more as an opportunity for an electronic marketplace where there's the possibility of entrepreneurial success, and that's the carrot that's kind of dangled in front of everyone to get them to participate.
So essentially, the California ideology combines a belief in the power of the individual, which in this case is libertarian politics, and faith in the free market to solve inequalities. This serves as neoliberalism, but this is where some criticisms come into play. Barbara and Cameron argue that the California ideology is too utopian, and that despite its radical rhetoric, the California ideology is ultimately pessimistic about real social change. The optimism of the California ideology was pretty contagious, so highly focused on and so contagious that it is this utopia helped blind some pretty big problems associated with technology. It blinded the fact that not everyone had equal access or an equal voice in terms of technology. The California ideology highlights the potential and the positive to technology, but honestly, at what cost? That's definitely something to think about. Because of this combined belief in libertarian politics and neoliberalism, the California ideology contradicts the internet's history of a mixed economy, which is a result of state support, lobbyist labor, and eventually corporate investment. While I think it's great that the California ideology promotes this utopia where technology will bring freedom for all and that technology is the forefront of social and cultural change, I think that the ideology also masks some pretty big problems, such as gaps between individuals, whether it be in media literacy or the fact that, you know, people don't have equal access or equal opportunities to technology. And that concludes my first episode of my podcast series, with the topic being about the Californian ideology. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you enjoyed it and you learned something from this podcast. Thanks again, and see you guys next time.